The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, how are you?
I am good, thanks, and yourself. So let's get right to it because a lot to talk about. And first thing, what we need to do is head off to Washington to APAC, where Prime Minister Netanyahu has just spoken in quite a stirring speech, extolling the greatness of Israeli technology. He opened up his speech thanking President Trump for his recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He spoke a lot about diplomatic relations between countries that perhaps in the past were stagnant or non-existent, now opening up. He made comparisons to his start in the diplomatic corps, being a representative of a country with a few diplomatic relations, and now, to quote him directly, we are painting the map of the world blue. He said also with a lot of great things come a lot of bad things. He spoke about Iran, the threat that Iran poses to the region, and of course the Iranian nuclear deal, which he said to a very, very rapturous audience that if the deal is not amended, it will America will walk away from it, and he said, as will a number of states within the region. He also addressed quite emphatically the fact that he wants to go to the table to negotiate a peace with President Abbas. He stated again that he is supportive of a two-state solution.
Oh dear. Rolene, are you still with us?
I'm still with you.
Ah, we had this massive bit of lightning, so and then you went silent. I panicked. Sorry, carry on. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Listen, there are a few people who would love to strike me with lightning.
I'm not one of them. So.
That I know. But back to Bibi in Washington, and it really was a case of Mr. Netanyahu goes to Washington. He had met with President Trump yesterday. He reiterated that Israel is committed to peace, but we need to see overtures from the Palestinians. And he spoke about the industry of terror, which you and I have spoken about at length, giving some of the numbers, the exorbitant fees that terrorists do receive from the annual budget that goes to the Palestinian people. And lastly, he thanked the American people for their support of the State of Israel, and he likened some of the greatest Americans, Martin Luther King, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, he likened their quotes to quotes from the Bible, and also said that the relationship with Israel and America is strong. He says that it's only going to get stronger, and to rapturous applause, Netanyahu said, God bless America and God bless Israel. We've also heard from the American ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, who has spoken about the Trump administration's commitment to peace. Yesterday, we heard from Vice President Pence, who spoke about the Iranian deal and that there is no way that America is going to let Iran get a nuclear bomb. And also, our very own Wonder Woman Deputy Nikki Haley, who said that every time the United Nations show a bias against Israel, that is anti-peace.
Fascinating. Now, Bibi generally does go to APAC, is that right? Does every Israeli prime minister go, or have they always gone, or has it just been a thing that Bibi's established?
I think if they cannot be there physically, they will send a video message. In the past, Prime Minister Netanyahu has sent a video message, but I think this is also an opportunity given what the situation is for him right here in Israel, where he's facing quite intensive investigations, and also the strong relationship between Netanyahu and the Trump administration. It was a case of get on the plane and get yourself to APAC. I mean, Howard, I'm quite upset nobody invited us.
Well, I don't understand. I was going to ask you, Rolene, because I would like to. I can see you and I on a panel, and I think that we would really blow them away. I think there's a lot they would need to hear from us, surely.
Well, as we've established in the past, we know that world leaders listen to the Israel report on Chai FM with Howard Feldman. We know that this happens because we're, no sooner than we opine, then they seem to carry out our recommendations.
Right. Exactly.
But I think watch this space, Howard. You know, anything is possible. We've put it out there, and who knows? You and I could be winging our way to APAC and participating in a panel sometime.
Please, God,
soon.
Next year, and maybe if Sasha behaves, we'll even take her with.
Exactly.
I'll wear my highest heels, really.
That's for Aline, absolutely.
Jokes aside, what Netanyahu did demonstrate, because we do know that he loves a PowerPoint or a fancy gadget or some kind of accessory that he can hold up at a speech, and it is his real house. You know, no matter what you think about Prime Minister Netanyahu, his happy place is addressing a crowd. But what he said is that Israel really punches above her size. And in terms of cybersecurity investment, Israel receives an astonishing 20% of global investment in cyber tech. So that is quite extraordinary. And I did not know that until about half an hour ago.
Amazing. Absolutely, absolutely incredible. And, you know, the photos of Donald Trump and Bibi that we keep seeing on the media, there's a very, very natural friendship between the two of them.
Well, I think so. I think that and the friendship extends even more. In fact, while I was making my analysis of Bibi's speech at APAC, I noticed that he started to use Trumpisms. He said he made a statement. He said, "Believe me," and I thought, "Well, where have we heard this before?" And he said, "You know, the amount of investment in Israel is truly tremendous." So I don't know. Maybe
he's going to make.
They seem to be
he's going
to
make Israel same. Make Israel great again.
I think we're pretty great already.
I think so too. So right, let's move on to another conversation. Israel's Attorney General recognizes the right to progressive Jewish prayer at the southern end of the Western Wall. Is this here we go again?
I think this could be a here we go again, but and I'm expecting the flurry of WhatsApps and SMSs that we tend to get when we do discuss this issue. But this is very, very dramatic. And in a submission to the High Court of Justice, Israel's Attorney General Avichai Mandelbolt said that he recognizes the right for progressive Jewish prayer and went on to say that this is a protected right at the prayer area at the southern end of the Western Wall. And his recommendation is that an administrator should be appointed for it who is not connected to the chief rabbinut. So he says that it is accepted custom that the site is a non-Orthodox prayer area and that the right for people to pray in a way that is non-Orthodox or progressive should be protected. And I'm sure that we are going to hear from political parties from the Haredi community who have fought quite aggressively to oppose all state recognition of progressive Jewish denominations and prayer rights at the Western Wall. And you and I, ourselves, impact of this when we discussed egalitarian prayer and the right to this last year.
Look, right now I'm still reeling from an article I wrote on Sunday. Rolene, can we please not go and talk about egalitarian prayer at the Kotel? I don't think I have the emotional maturity for that. Nor this, actually.
Come on, Howard. You and I are not chickens. We can handle this.
Look, and if we could lose the chicken metaphor this week, I'd also appreciate that.
Let's just wing it.
We'll wing it. Exactly. Aline, I have to ask you this. Unsigned message from one of our listeners says the Israeli Prime Minister is called Benjamin, and that's all in capitals. He has asked not to use the word Bibi, and Chaif M should respect that. Rolene?
Well, everybody, including our political establishment, call him by his nickname, which is Bibi. And, you know, I think if Netanyahu has an objection from this, Howard, you and I will get the strongly worded WhatsApp.
Well, exactly. I'm waiting for my WhatsApp from Bibi Netanyahu. I didn't know that he didn't like the name. I had no idea.
I must be honest, I haven't heard of that. It's very much an Israeli custom.
Everybody's somebody. It's Bibi, it's Buju,
it's bougie. Bougie, everybody kind of, it's a term of endearment. I must be honest, I really haven't heard of him say, please don't
call me. So, unsigned, won't Bibi. You please let us know where you got that information? If you could send me a link, I would really, really appreciate it. Unsigned as well says, deportation of migrants, great. I think not. To love thy neighbor, conveniently forgotten by Bibi, far from great. I don't want to get into that conversation because we did speak in detail about it between 4 and 5 when we spoke to Daniel Pomerantz from Honest Reporting. We spent quite a bit of time talking about that very, very issue. And I do invite you to go onto the Chai FM website. You'll be able to download a podcast of my conversation with Daniel Pomerantz. And in fact, that is a subject that we deal with very, very, very much in detail. So please go and have a look at that. We do take a look at that subject. And as a matter of interest, I'm not comfortable with the whole way in which the migrant issue is being dealt with and treated in Israel. And I do have real concerns about it. But it doesn't mean that it is racism, and it doesn't mean that it's anti-Africa, and it doesn't mean that Israel is doing any worse than any other country, unfortunately, including South Africa, who deports 250,000 African migrants per year. Right, unsigned as well, saying, Rolene Marks, Howard Feldman, I just don't know enough. Rolene Marks and HF just don't know enough. She should check it out.
And with respect to which subject?
I think that's the Bibi one. All right, we are going to look at it, for sure, for sure. We are going to be looking at that. And somebody else saying...
Incidentally, Prime Minister Netanyahu's greatest friend at the moment, President Trump, calls him Bibi, or rather Bibi.
All right, but no one's going to tell Donald Trump not to call them something, with all due respect. Everybody's a bit nervous of that. And unsigned as well, saying, I'm glad you're not chicken to deal with these off topics. I like that. That's clever. Off, of course, I in Vav face. So that's very, very clever indeed. I tell you that our listeners are very, very sharp today. We've actually been trying to come up.
I know we've ruffled some feathers, Howard.
As we do every day, and I seem to do every single day of my life. Even if I don't want to, I land up doing that. Polish anti-Semitic rhetoric has escalated again. I thought we were getting this under control, Rolene. What happened?
Howard, this is a very, very worrying topic indeed, and I think this is why we need to have these discussions, as we are seeing the ramifications of the very, very controversial Polish Holocaust law. And we've heard from a leading Polish educator who went onto Facebook and in a very, very angry Facebook rant about what has been termed alleged Jewish responsibility for Soviet atrocities against Polish citizens. He went on and he said, young Jews should finally understand where the unhealed wounds of the Poles are. He said that while the Jews dominated the court system in communist Poland after your Holocaust, He goes on to say, and it's particularly worrying because he is married to Barbara Nowak, who is one of the chief education inspectors in Krakow. And Krakow is very close in proximity to Auschwitz. And she went on a rant last week saying and attacked the museum at Auschwitz and said that they have emphasized foreign and not the Polish narrative. And this is a discussion we need to have. We need to not allow this current rise of anti-Semitism to manifest in not just calling into question our historical biblical rights to Jewish sites like the Kotel, the Western Wall, but also our Jewish narrative, our Jewish experience. We cannot allow for that to happen.
You're absolutely, absolutely shocking that that this is still going on and the past hasn't been dealt with. It is very interesting because it means it hasn't been dealt with correctly. Unfortunately, it's not being dealt with in an acceptable manner either now. But the reality is it's very, very clear that some of those difficult conversations within Poland and with regard to Poland's participation and active participation in anti-Semitism and persecution of the Jewish community has just simply not been resolved. And now I think we are far enough from it that you can, that there is the ability for the first time to start distancing themselves and denying it, which is, of course, the most dangerous thing to be done.
Well, this is the worry. The worry is that this kind of rhetoric is emboldening the Holocaust deniers and those who don't want to engage in meaningful discussion and academic discourse. And the worry is that this will really, really scupper any kind of meaningful educational discourse with regards to the Holocaust. But Howard, before I leave you, back to the issue of to Bibi or not to Bibi. Mm-hmm. Apparently, and I cannot find it anywhere, Prime Minister Netanyahu doesn't have an issue with being called Bibi.
Oh, so you can't find that he does have an issue, is that what you're saying?
I've looked everywhere, and most of the explanations are why we call him Bibi,
but nothing that
Boogie
he,
Boogie, right. Bougie Bougie. In fact, it's very much a term of endearment that we reserve leaders.
So, unsigned, if you can let us know where you heard that and where that comes from, that would be great, because then we can look into it. Time is 5:59. Rolene Marks, awesome to speak to you in the afternoon again.
And I believe that good to have you back.
You are apparently taking care of the morning as well. So you're very, very busy on Chai FM at the moment. Rolene Marks standing in for Anthony Reich for this entire week. Time is 5:59. That was your Israel report. And that, of course, is brought to you by the Blue Agency.